As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Zechariah 10. I'm going to read verse 1. Here the Bible says, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain, so the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to every grass, every one grass in the field." Amen. Now, if you listen carefully to that statement, the Bible says, "Ask ye of the Lord." Who does the asking? We do the asking. Man does the asking. Rain. At what time? At the time of the latter rain. You see, there's a time of the latter rain. There's a time of the former rain. And there's a time of the latter rain. Usually, former rain is to prepare the ground, to prepare the soil for planting. Amen. Latter rain is for what? For others, maturity of the crops. Praise God. Why the early rain is for to prepare the soil for planting. The Bible says you should be discerning and know when it's time for early rain. You know that there will always be different times of for early rains in our lives. Amen. There will be, let me give an example. The early rain you're going through might be the early rain of a phase. Maybe it's marriage. Amen. So if I need to deal with selfishness, I need maybe supposing I need to learn how to be caring. Supposing God needs to do some work. Now, in or without a relationship, now as I yield to God to deal with all of that, God is actually preparing me, amen, for marriage. So that's to tell me that preparation for marriage does not start from the point when you are in a relationship. So, because God, maybe God wants to harvest His glory, and it starts from the point when you are not even in any relationship, and God pours the early rain, and He begins to do a work of change, a work of cleansing, a work of purification. Maybe He's beginning to need to train me how to be conscious of what other people are going through, how to be conscious of other people's pain, and those are the things that God is actually going to use to build a home that will be a reflection of the image of Christ, and will be that will bring the showers of glory and the mercy of God upon the earth. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. So we see now we see something. Now there's a principle here. Ask the Lord rain. Now, Matt, somebody is seeking. Is that right? Somebody is praying. Somebody is travailing. Amen. So the Lord will make bright clouds. That travail and prayer and preparation will bring about the formation of clouds in the spiritual atmosphere. Before the Lord will now give showers. You know, that is called something in science. It is called water cycle. Is that right? Now, when we talk about water cycle, there is evaporation, which is a process, and there's condensation. Praise God. Now you know the process begins. Now there can be condensation if there is no evaporation. Now, scientifically speaking, evaporation, spiritually speaking, the application of that, evaporation and condensation, and that's how the cycle of revival is completed. The first of all, evaporation, spiritually speaking, and there is condensation. That's what the Bible says. Ask of me, and when you ask of me rain, amen, evaporation is taking place. Hallelujah. Something is ascending from the earth to the heavenly, and there will come a time the cloud will be congested, the cloud will be formed in the atmospheric heaven. And when the cloud is formed, there will come a time that the vapor will lose its heat. Amen. You know, scientific parallel. And then water droplets will begin to come forth. High crystals will begin to come forth, spiritually speaking. There will come a time. There will come a point. There will come. You know, it's amazing how God will speak and we use science to bring forth the word of the Lord. Because that scripture in Zechariah is nothing but science. That when you ask of me rain, evaporation takes place. And the in-between, because the transitory states between condensation that gives forth water droplets and ice crystals is clouds. Clouds is a visible phenomena, praise God, of condensation in the atmosphere. It's amazing. Then he now says, then the Lord is going to give showers. So, and that is the process that leads to the complete cycle of revival. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.